High school basketball is on Giant FM. Thank you to these sponsors of high school basketball. Major Health Partners, Shelby County Drug-Free Coalition, Sandman Brothers, BP Dock Shop, McKay Manor First Bank Shelbyville, Heritage House, Mayor Tom DeBon, Shelby Materials, Cagney's Pizza King, Maximum Results, Clark Orthodontics, Koenig Equipment. Now let's go courtside for high school basketball on Giant FM Sports.
County rivals get together on senior night at Garrett Gymnasium as the Golden Bears welcome in 6th-ranked 1A Morristown on Giant FM Sports. Good evening, I'm Johnny McCurry. Glad to have you along on our Shelby Materials pregame report. Shelby Materials, your concrete and aggregate experts. 1 year ago, we spent a lot of time delving into when was the last time. How will this go? Because it hasn't happened in how many years? A lot of different variables. And then they played a game. Tonight, more of a focus on the game between the Golden Bears and the Yellow Jackets. I'm joined by Jason Parker. And while we have a bit of a novelty with Morristown and Shelbyville meeting in a second straight year, it's not quite what it was when Morristown hosted it a year ago.
Yeah, I think last year had much more build up to the game because it was hosted at Morristown in a smaller venue. Everybody was looking forward to the environment, and that was what you heard leading up to it. How was the environment going to be? And it lived up to the billing. And Morristown, very highly ranked at the time, with Hayden Langcable and Eli Strebel and the bunch that went on to win the state championship. I think everybody thought that might be the opportunity for Morristown to knock off Shelbyville, but Shelbyville came in with a very good team themselves, and they were able to beat Morristown. But I think this year's game has a lot more focus on the floor leading up to it. We haven't had the big build-up this week leading up to it as we did last year, and I think the game will be the focus as it has been leading up to it.
I think there's even team-to-team some comparisons that translate from a year ago. First, for the Golden Bears, they're scrambling a little bit. They're the team that will go into the sectional needing the best draw to have any kind of a chance against the Bloomingtons and the Columbuses of the world if they want to hang a sectional banner. For Morristown, even last year, let's not forget, this state championship team, they weren't sure they would get through the sectional. They had to beat Hauser, who had already beaten them. You've got a little bit of that in play this year because they've lost to one team in the sectional field, and that is Oldenburg. So I think there's even, with what was lost to graduation from these teams a year ago, a lot of things that are very much the same as we go into the final week of the season.
Yeah, definitely. Last year with Morristown, I don't think a lot of people really looked too far past that sectional because of Hauser was looming, and they were able to knock them off in a semifinal round, had to come back and beat Oldenburg. And then you mentioned Oldenburg this year knocks off Morristown at Morristown. So that really sets up a little bit of intrigue as we head into tomorrow night's sectional draw and we find out when that matchup could be. And for Shelbyville, really the last 4 or 5 years, we've looked at the sectional draw as they've got to get a good draw to be in position to win it. And like you said, I think even more so this year, they've got to get the right draw to put themselves in a position to win it.
For the Morristown Yellow Jackets, ranked number 6 in 1A, 17-3. They have had the week off entering play tonight. And Jason, only 3 losses. We saw 2 of those back-to-back over the holidays. But since, they have not lost a game in the calendar year, and they have not been below 63 points since those 2 losses.
Yeah, and they have not lost a game since December 27th against Christian Academy. And along that way, they've won the Shelby County Tourney. They've knocked off some bigger schools in Rushville, North Decatur, Eastern Hancock, and they've done it pretty easily along the way. They haven't really been tested. I think their closest game was down at Greenwood Christian and a game that they were able to pull away and win by 10. So Morristown is playing as well as they can. Logan Laster has definitely had the senior year that I think a lot of people were hoping he would have, and one that I think he's going to have tonight, a similar type game. for Morristown to come out as victorious in this one.
For the Golden Bears, 6-3 over their last nine. Suffered a loss to Delta to round out HHC play last night. But 6-3 after a five-game skid that stretched over the holidays, the losses have come against the most physical teams in that nine-game stretch: Roncalli, New Palestine, and Delta. Now, Delta, they didn't really have a chance to win, and certainly going down the stretch, Delta had that game secured. Roncalli and New Pal, those fall into the coulda-shoulda, and there have been enough coulda-shoulda on the Bears' schedule this year. Their record could be much different.
Yeah, they come in tonight 10-10, and like we've talked about off the air, they've had four or five games that really could have swung the other way, and they could be very easily sitting here at 15-5 or 14-6 as they come into tonight's game. But they are 10-10, and I think that's about what they are. You know, we thought that they were going to take a little bit of a step back this year after graduation, took a lot of scoring and a lot of firepower from last year's team. This year's team, I think, has surprised us at times, and then, on the other hand, it has let us down a few games where they were competing and they had an opportunity to win, and they just let it slip away. So I think 10-10 is about right where this Shelbyville team should be, and they've got an opportunity tonight to get a win and get going in the right direction. They'll finish up at Batesville next week, and hopefully they can string a couple wins together going into that sectional.
With everything that has been this weekend at Garrett Gym, the undefeated team in Delta who came in last night and stayed undefeated, going into a game with Muncie Burris, they'll try to finish that off next week, and now the rematch with Morristown from a year ago, not to be forgotten, it is senior night at Garrett Gym, and in a way, the end of an era, because leading the way, Zach Kuhn, one of four seniors.
Yeah, you look out here, they're honoring all the winter athletes and cheerleaders, and it's a big group out here. And I can remember, I was just thinking as we're sitting here, I feel like it was just yesterday when we were watching this senior class being introduced as junior high kids, as eighth graders, and we saw Zach Kuhn, and he was kind of, you know, the unknown, and everybody was looking forward to what he might bring his freshman year, and he kind of stood tall over the rest of his junior high teammates, and I feel like that was just last, you know, a few nights ago, and it's been 4 years since there, and this class has done a lot of things, and surprised us at times and given us a lot of good memories.
There's another theme that comes in anytime Shelbyville plays a county school. They're the big 4A monster, yep, as some would like to depict them. Now, if you ask Shelbyville, we're a large 3A, and we'd like to move down to that level. So there's another debate. But you're not supposed to lose to a county school. And we can find this in, I don't know, over half the Indiana counties. We can find some theme that sets that kind of ideal. Yeah. Is it fair either way that Morristown should get a thrill because they win this game, or that Shelbyville should just beat the earth if they happen to lose this game?
Well, I think for Morristown and their fans, it would mean a lot more if they won it than if Shelbyville wins it for their fans. But I think Shelbyville, their fans and the players and coaching staff, in the back of their mind, they know that they can't lose this game. You know, they can't, on their home floor, they can't lose to Morristown. And I think it would be a very big disappointment for them, especially heading down the stretch, to lose this game. But for Morristown, win or lose, you know, they're just happy to be here. That obviously the coaches and players want to win, but I think the fans are just enjoying the environment, and obviously they want them to win. But I think they go home happier, more satisfied even with a loss than what Shelbyville would if they were to happen to lose tonight.
Jackets and Golden Bears, our feature attraction, coming up on the pregame, our First Bank Shelbyville Coaches Conversations with Scott McClellan and Ryan Mack. You're listening to High School Basketball, Giant FM Sports.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Indiana, who do you meet? Answer. Men and women who play high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question. So, where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer. High school sports.
This message presented by the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Local radio is high school basketball. 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 On Giant FM. Coach's Conversation brought to you by First Bank Shelbyville. We turn our attention to the Yellow Jackets of Morristown, joined by head coach Scott McClellan, 17-3, coming off last year's terrific run. Is it as good as you could have expected from this returning bunch? I mean, 17 wins in 20 ball games?
You know, I've never really thought of it like that. I mean, I think sometimes as coaches we've talked about, did we think maybe we'd be in this position? But you try to just focus on the next game, and I know that's kind of coach speak, but I mean, you really do. I mean, if you start thinking about it in that terms, I think that's when you start maybe getting a little complacent. And so I think the big thing is, just focusing in. Well, for us this week, our big thing, certainly the first 2 days of the week, was us. I mean, I really thought it was nice to be able to have a full week to practice and really work on some things with us. You know, in regards to what we've done, I mean, I don't want to shortchange any of the accomplishments. I mean, 17-3 is the conference championship, the county championship. But, I mean, this group, I think, really is content on trying to continue to get better and improve. And, you know, we got a great challenge tonight, and hopefully this will be another game that'll make us a little bit more tougher and well-rounded for 2 weeks from now.
Rising Sun and Tri come in next week with two games to round out the season. You mentioned having the week off. With that amount of time for consecutive practices, not talking about an opponent necessarily, what have you been trying to either fix or shore up or sharpen up as we get to the postseason?
A lot of rebounding. And we just, you know, I feel like we've made a ton of strides, a ton of improvement. We've done some great things this year. But if I had to nitpick, that's one area that I just feel like we maybe haven't made the strides overall from the start of the season to where we are now. Now, granted, we've played some teams with some size, Eastern Hancock, Rushville, et cetera. But, you know, it's like we've got to rebound tonight. We have to absolutely rebound tonight. And more importantly, we've got to continue to do a better job defensively rebounding if we're going to win in March.
Three guys in double figures, and we've talked a lot about Logan. We've talked about Kyle's development. Trevon's been a part of the conversation. Logan Theobald doesn't come up so much. I get a feeling he could average 12 or 14 points a game if you needed him to, if he wanted to. He's just been the glue for so long at the center of everything that goes on.
He really has. He's a hard worker. He really kind of thrives in his role. He had a career high there a couple weeks ago against Knightstown. You know, one thing that we've talked to Logan, probably more so me this week than maybe all, you know, is continuing to look to his shot. And we need him to score. And not, you know, that doesn't mean putting pressure on him, but I mean, I just feel like he can score a little bit more, look to score a little bit more. I mean, he's always been rock solid, you know, as a defensive player. And we always knew we could get 4 to 6, 8 points. But I mean, I really think, you know, consistently, if he could give us 12 to 14 night in, night out, I mean, that's just going to make us that much better. And I feel like he shot the ball pretty well in practice this week and has been pretty locked in this week in practice. So hopefully he'll have a great night for us tonight. And the rest of the guys will as well.
Contained Kuhn a year ago. Williams, not that he scored 40 points or anything, but he was such a factor both ends of the court and getting in transition. Got to be a concern tonight.
It is. I mean, you know, I think you got to be real careful with getting so consumed with Zach. You know what he can do. I think he rebounds the ball, follows his shot maybe as well as any kid I've ever coached against. But I feel like Josh just does so much off the dribble, creates so much. He's quick. He's got that first to second gear shift. And, you know, I think that that's important to kind of try to limit him and keep him in front of us. And then obviously I think Asher is kind of an X factor for them. When they've been really good, which they have this year, he's played well. So we're going to have to do a good job with him as well.
Good luck in this one.
Thank you.
Scott McClellan with us. More to come as we count down to tip-off. Jackets and Bears coming up on Giant FM Sports.
The Shelby County Drug-Free Coalition would like to invite you to their monthly meetings that are held at the Blue River Foundation building the second Thursday at 8 a.m. Bring your ideas, your concerns, and ask questions about how you can help fight the drug epidemic in our county. Second Thursdays at 8 a.m. at the Boober Foundation Building, the Shelby County Drug-Free Coalition meeting. You're invited.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Giant FM Sports, Morristown in to take on the Golden Bears at Garrett Gym and the final game at Garrett for this season. We're joined by head coach Ryan Mack. And, you know, even I, with Delta in last night, Morristown and the county thing coming up tonight, had kind of put it on the back burner that it is senior night and kind of the end of an era around here.
Yes, you know, we're having four seniors tonight play their last game at Garrett Gymnasium, and DJ Kramer, Garrett Davis, Josh Williams, and Zach Kuhn. And, you know, I've been with those guys throughout the whole time. You know, I feel like for 6 years, really, because, you know, we're involved at the junior high level. And so, you know, it's been 6 years with those guys. So it's tough to think of, you know, coaching games without seeing those guys on the court. And, you know, I feel as though those guys have really done, you know, their best to make the Golden Bear program from top to bottom successful.
I'll tell you how fast time flies. It seems like yesterday that I walked into the gym, and I forget what game it was for, but there was some kid named Zach Kuhn who was running drills and taking jump shots while you were watching.
Yeah, you know, I remember when my first week here 6 years ago, just watching him play and work out, and I remember taking a couple videos of him in the seventh grade and sending it to some of my buddies and just saying, you know, this guy is legit and he's the real deal. And, you know, he hasn't disappointed. I think that he has a lot of pressure on him, on this team, to score, and that's tough, you know, because we're not getting scoring from a lot of different areas, and he has to provide it. You know, some of the games when we're playing very good teams, we need him to get 40 points if we're going to win. And, you know, he's providing a lot of scoring, and he's definitely the number one guy on the opponent scout.
There are some things that are still available to this team. Number one, finishing above 500, that's available. And obviously we'll know a lot more about how to plan for the sectional come tomorrow at about 7 o'clock.
Yes, you know, I think that this is a tough sectional, and we have to, I feel as though, get a bye to have a good opportunity to win it. You know, if we have to play three games, it's going to be very difficult because the teams that are in our sectional, there's no gimmies. We'll have to fight out and grit to get a win against any of them. So, you know, we need a good draw. And, you know, obviously we want to stay away from Bloomington South. I mean, if you said you want to play them, you'd be a liar. So, I'd love to stay away from them. And, you know, any of the other teams I'm okay with playing. And then we'll see how the chips fall.
Starts have been a common part of our conversations, especially recently. Tonight, maybe with Morristown coming in, if you don't get the start you want, you not only have a hole you have to dig out of, which you've done before, but you give a team some confidence that they can win here at Garrett.
Yes, you know, they're going to come in here fired up. They, you know, are the state champs from last year, and you know, we're one of their two losses from last year. So I think that this game is very important to them, you know, but it's also very important to us. You know, you don't want to lose to a county school. I've done it once before in Triton Central, and I don't think I slept for a week after. I was miserable. So I just feel as though this is a must-win to have any sort of a chance to win the sectional or you know, deem the season a success. Because, you know, if we lose to Morristown tonight, there's no sun up tomorrow.
I really feel that with, after seeing both of these teams a lot through the course of this year and last season, too, that the team that with dribble penetration gets to the rim more is more likely to win this game tonight.
Yes, you know, I also think that, you know, the three-point shot's going to be big in this game. I think that, you know, if we can really limit Krim and Laster from three, then we'll be okay. I think that our defense is good enough to keep them in front of us and not really allow a lot of layups. Even though I don't think we're a great defensive team, but I just feel as though we have enough weapons and athleticism to cause them some problems. And, you know, I just think that our guys will be ready to go. I know that we had a big talk this morning about just, you know, if you lose this game, you know, you have to spend the rest of your life every day, you know, just knowing that you lost to Morristown and walking around town knowing you lost to Morristown. And, you know, I'll be on the first ship out of here.
Good luck tonight.
Thanks, Johnny.
Brian Mack with us. More to come here from Garrett Jim on Senior Night on Giant FM Sports.
Heritage House of Shelbyville, your leading rehab to home, long-term care and memory care community, will always be full of the friendly, caring faces that come guaranteed with our signature family-owned and operated reputation. Now our warm and inviting atmosphere comes with a brand new remodeled makeover. Heritage House is excited to announce we have doubled the size of our brand new memory care wing. Haven Court, come visit us at 2309 South Miller Street or call 317-398-9781 to tour our beautiful new memory care wing, Haven Court.
Picture this. The long winter nights are over. You wake up to the birds chirping, coffee brewing, and the sun peeking up over the horizon to shed that first light on the Maximum Results real estate sign in your front yard. You know there's no better time than now to put your house on the market, and Maximum Results would love to help you prepare, list, and sell your home. Whether looking to buy or sell, we have the experience and know-how to get the maximum results. Contact Tyler Hankins at 317-364-8913 today.
Inside story weekday mornings on Giant FM Sports.
Our pregame report brought to you by Shelby Materials. Morristown 17-3, ranked number 6 in 1A at Garrett Jim and Frank Barnes Court. Take on the Golden Bears on senior night. Bears at 10-10, coming off a loss against Delta last evening. Johnny McCurry, Jason Parker, this is not the only big event in the next 24 hours involving high school basketball. Tomorrow, beginning at 5 o'clock, the draw for the sectionals. And I cannot wait to see the brackets this year. Let's start with Shelbyville, who went to Bloomington, played well against a favored South team, played well for a half against Bloomington North before the bottom fell out, had Columbus North beat with a minute to go, couldn't finish that off, battled Columbus East. The Bears can play with anybody, but how many games in a week can they play in that sectional field with anybody?
Right, and that'll be the, like I said earlier, Shelbyville needs a good draw in that field, and they'll be eagerly anticipating that draw tomorrow night. You heard Coach Mack say that they don't want to get Bloomington South, and I absolutely agree with that, and I think every team in that sectional field would like to avoid South until a potential final. But I think for Shelbyville, that's the only case, that's the best case scenario for them to win that sectional, is to avoid South until that championship game.
For the Morristown Yellow Jackets, they will be in the southwestern field, and again, it's one of those 7-team fields, so it's not just who you play, it's when you play, which may include a Wednesday.
Yep, absolutely. It's going to be one of those, there could be three games in 4 or 5 nights for the team that is going to win that field. And Morristown, Oldenburg, obviously the top two teams coming in. Hauser finishing third in that sectional field right now, but they're towards the bottom. They're third in rank, schedule strength and rank. So they've been knocked off. Hauser, we thought, might be a factor, but down the stretch they haven't played as well. So Morristown, Oldenburg, you just wait for the draw to see where those two teams might play.
JV game went to Morristown tonight, tied at 36 deep into the third period. Morristown would score the final 5 points of the period and a lead they would not relinquish on the way to a 62-48 win. Sawyer Jones 16, Garrett Jones with 19, and Drake Moore had 10. For the Golden Bears, it was TJ Sherwood with 8 and Jack Baker with 11 in that Morristown JV win. Let's take a look at our Maximum Results starting lineups. Dream Homes found here with Maximum Results. For the Jackets of Morristown, coached by Scott McClellan, averaging 65 points per game, giving up just 50.4 on the defensive end. Starting at guard, 6-footer senior, number 22, Logan Laster, who has matched his jersey number with 22 points per game.
Yeah, I think it's going to take a big night from Laster for Morristown to be in this game late. I'm not saying he's got to have a Triton Central in the county tournament type game, but he's got to have a very efficient ball game where he's distributing the ball, he's scoring the ball, and he's rebounding from that guard position.
Starting at guard, Kyle Krim, a 5'11 sophomore, number 23, an off-the-bench player a year ago, not really a factor in this game, expected to be one tonight.
Well, he's going to have to be tonight. He's going to have to score the ball. A lot of defensive attention will go towards Logan Laster, so Krim's going to have to make shots and handle the ball against a much quicker defensive team than he's used to.
At a guard, Logan Theobald, the 5'11 senior, number 33, fourth on the team in scoring at 8 per game.
You heard Coach McClellan in the interview. They're really looking for Theobald to score more, and he has that potential. When he's scoring around 10 points, 12 points a game, Morristown is a really, really good team, a dangerous team.
At a forward, number 42, Cameron Krim, the 6-foot senior. When we mention Krim, we also mention, because there is a mix of minutes at that 5 spot, Matty Livesey, Sawyer Jones, they make up a triple-headed player that comes off the bench.
Yeah, Cameron Krim tonight just needs to be solid, rebound the basketball, make good decisions, and he always seems to be in the right place at the right time, and that's one reason why he's in that fifth starting spot.
And number 32, Trevon Carlton, the 6'2 junior, 11.6 rebounds per game. We have seen him play much bigger bodies in the stretch run of that state tournament chance a year ago. Tonight, he'll probably have to deal with a mobile post player in Luke Asher.
Well, I think where Trevon can really play well tonight is in transition. If Morristown can get out and run, Trevon runs the floor very well for a bigger guy. His hands are good. He can finish in transition with good footwork. So I look for Trevon to hurt Shelbyville tonight if they can get out in transition.
For the Shelbyville Golden Bears, coached by Ryan Mack, averaging 64.5 points per game, giving up 62.6 on the defensive end. Starting at one guard, Josh Williams, the 6-foot senior, averaging 15 points per game. He went for 16, 9 rebounds, and 5 steals, and in many ways controlled last year's meeting with Morristown.
Yeah, absolutely right, he did. And I think the rebounding number there is what Morristown has to really watch out for tonight. He's averaging 7 coming into tonight's game. Morristown has got to keep him off the glass, especially the offensive glass.
Number 15 at a guard, Zach Kuhn, the school's all-time leading scorer, the 6'4 senior, had 30 last night against Delta. However, it came on 9 of 26 from the field.
Well, I know personally Zach wants to play well tonight. He didn't necessarily have his best game last year at Morristown. Hurt his ankle in the second half and wasn't able to go full speed. So look for Kuhn to come out firing tonight and have a good game.
And then for the Golden Bears, 3 guys who were not a part of the roster a year ago. Number 2, Garrett Davis, 6'2 senior. Number 20, DJ Kramer, 6'1 senior. And number 24, Luke Asher, a 6'4 junior, getting their first shot at Morristown at the varsity level.
Well, when you're on the floor and you're next to DJ Kramer, you really see the work that that kid's put in the weight room. He's big, he's athletic, and a guy that Morristown has got to find tonight. If he gets going from three-point range, it's going to be a long night, I think, for Morristown.
Again, for the Jackets, Laster, Krim, Carlton, and Theobald. For the Golden Bears, Williams, Davis, Kuhn, Kramer, and Asher. A year ago, Shelbyville, a 73-66 win at Morristown. Golden Bears opened up a 23-17 first quarter, would extend the lead by another 2 by halftime. Morristown closed the gap in the fourth quarter, but not enough to catch up as the Bears held the lead for much of the night.
Well, the Bears shot 62% from the field, 85% from the line. I don't think they'll do that tonight. They had a lot of efficient offensive firepower last year.
For the Golden Bears, we mentioned at the offset, winners of 6 of 9, the 3 losses came against the more physical teams they played. Jason, when they played the teams that aren't as physical, can't bump and run with them, they've been in the mid-60s in scoring.
Yeah, and Morristown will definitely not be able to out-physical Shelbyville tonight, so that's why you heard Coach McClellan talk about keeping Shelbyville off the glass. That's going to be critical, especially the offensive glass, where if Shelbyville controls that, it'll, again, go a long ways to helping them win tonight.
These two teams will wrap up the season next week. For the Golden Bears, a single game on the road Thursday at Batesville. For Morristown, they will play a sectional foe in Rising Sun and then finish it off with Tri High.
Yeah, February 22nd, that home game against Tri High will also be Hall of Fame night at Morristown. I believe Senior Night will be on the 19th against Rising Sun, so they've had to shuffle that around to fit that Hall of Fame class in against Tri on the 22nd.
All right, for meeting number two in consecutive years, some difference makers here tonight.
Well, for Shelbyville, you heard Coach Mack. If you were listening to Coach Mack's interview, you heard there's a lot of pressure on this Bears team, and I really think it a lot more after I heard that interview with Coach Mack. They've got to get off to a good start. Coach Mack said the sun will not rise tomorrow if they lose, and if the team thinks that and gets off to a slow start, we could be in for a really good one here tonight. For Morristown, two guys have got to play better than they did last year. Laster and Carlton, only 3 points combined between the two. Now, they had Hayden Langcable and Eli Strebel to help them out. Those two guys have to play well tonight and not necessarily have career games, but have very, very good games tonight. Laster and Carlton have to play better than they did last year.
Tonight's high school basketball being brought to you by Shelby Materials, your concrete and aggregate experts. First Bank, Shelbyville, doing great things together, and Major Health Partners experience the major difference. Our MHP injury report, all clean. These teams are healthy and ready to match up here in this county rivalry. Yellow Jackets, Golden Bears on the way on Giant FM Sports.
When you do the same thing over and over, you become an expert. At Shelby Materials, they get outstanding feedback from their customers. They hear things like, "I know they'll take care of me." It may sound odd that a concrete and aggregate company would care so much about what other people think, but they do. Look for the blue and yellow trucks. Shelby Materials, the concrete and aggregate expert. Bottom line, they'll take care of you. ShelbyMaterials.com.
The debate about sports specialization by high school athletes continues. Some argue that high school athletes who play one sport all year long have a better chance of landing a lucrative pro contract. But that's simply not true. In fact, 30 of the 32 first-round picks in last year's NFL draft played more than one sport in high school. Of the 32 players drafted, 22 also participated in high school track and field. 19 also played basketball. Some also played baseball and lacrosse. What's the path to success for high school athletes here in Indiana, no matter what their goals might be? Study hard. Always do your best. And if you can, play more than one sport in high school.
This message presented by the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Hi, I'm Blake Salmon from Salmon Brothers. You may know we're the one dealer in Shelbyville to offer 7 great brands all at one dealership. But did you know we're also the first place you should bring your vehicle for auto repair and body work? For complete service, call 392-2636 to schedule your next appointment. For your next Buick, Cadillac, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram, service, body shop, and parts all in downtown Shelbyville. SalmonBrothers.com. Why go anywhere else?
Are you experiencing foot or ankle pain? Hi, I'm Dr. Brian Elliott. As a board-certified surgeon at MHP Foot and Ankle Surgery, I specialize in treating common and complex conditions of the foot and ankle, such as sports injuries, trauma, and multiple types of deformities. My goal is to get to know you as my patient so we can work together to obtain the best possible outcome. If you are experiencing foot or ankle pain, call my office today at 317-421-BONE to schedule an appointment.
MHP Foot and Ankle Surgery, moving healthcare forward in a major way.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Best crowd of the home season for Shelbyville. Golden Bears, 6th-ranked Morristown, nearing tip-off. Jackets in road black, trimmed in gold. Shelbyville, the home whites, trimmed in black, and had to get them in the washing machine last night, coming off a loss against Delta. Any factor in play with Morristown having a week to prepare Shelbyville's conference game with Delta last night?
No, I don't think so, especially because Shelbyville didn't have to travel. Last year they had to travel both nights, and it really wasn't a factor. I don't think it's a factor. If anything, Morristown hasn't played in a while. That could be a little bit of a factor early if they don't get off to a good shooting start.
Morristown has been introduced. Golden Bears about to be introduced on what is senior night here at Garrett Gym.
Now the starting lineup.
And the Golden Bears will say goodbye officially because they will not be back in this facility regardless of what could happen come the postseason. Shelbyville heads to Columbus North for the sectional rounds. Morristown will be nearby playing at Southwestern. Our broadcast schedule into next week. Hauser and Triton Central Tuesday night. Thursday, the Shelbyville-Batesville matchup. And don't forget tomorrow, 5 o'clock, coverage begins on the IHSAA radio network for the upcoming sectional draw. Tonight's high school basketball coverage brought to you by Shelby County Drug-Free Coalition. Your ideas, our resources, solutions that work. By Heritage House, enhancing the colors of life. And by Salmon Brothers, why go anywhere else? 8 minutes on the clock. Just about ready to get the teams on the court for tip-off. Shelbyville winning at Morristown by 7 a year ago. Expecting a close and very possibly high-scoring affair between these teams here tonight. JV game went to Morristown, posting a 62-48 victory. Handshakes all around, and now tip-off coming. It'll be Asher for Shelbyville, Carlton for Morristown in the center circle. Our officials, Mike Kleinhans, James Kleinhans, and Larry Fisher. Ball is up, tip controlled by Morristown. Kyle Krim at the point. Shelbyville will open in man-to-man. Krim defended by Davis. Top of the key touch for Carlton. Laster guarded by Kuhn early, slipping to the rim. Carlton, Laster on the assist.
Nice set play to start. Carlton with just a little slip, and Shelbyville not able to defend it on the help side. Carlton an easy two.
Garrett Davis, the catch on the perimeter right. Cross-court pass. Kuhn, a long three. Got it. Zach Kuhn, who had a red-hot second period last night, finished with 30, has his first three, 3-2 Golden Bears. Laster with an answer. Off the back rim, some contact, no call. Rebound, Williams. The look ahead for Kramer. Underneath Asher, dribbling, falling away, kick in the corner, Williams. Crossover, out to Asher, 15-footer, back rim, no. Theobald on the rebound. Morristown will push, and poking it away from behind is Williams, into a teammate's hands and back to Theobald. 3-2, Shelbyville. Cameron Krim off for Theobald. Cross-court pass, Krim, a three. Yes. Kyle Krim puts Morristown back on top at 5-3. Williams into the front court, defended by Theobald. Catch by Davis on the right sideline. Coming the ball, Kuhn, guarded by Laster. Head fake, no shot available. Kuhn gives it up, gets it back. Screen from Asher. Three on the way. Kuhn around and out, no good. Asher contests the rebound and was able to push it forward, but off his right hand, out of bounds. Minute and a half in. Pretty good pace early. Krim into the front court. Bouncing for Theobald, guarded by Williams. Coming the ball, Laster. Top of the key three. Around, off. Rebounded by Kramer.
I'd like to see Laster get one of those to drop here early.
Asher with a step around the defender. A block shot, but a foul will go against Carlton. It'll put Asher at the line. It was an exaggerated step around.
Yeah.
Asher, the deep right step, and then the left that brought him back across the defender and ended up drawing the foul. Free throw, no good. Shelbyville's been very good at the line this year, 77%. Second free throw is good. Asher on the board for the first time, 5-4. Morristown is getting backcourt pressure, beating it with Theobald on the dribble, ahead to Carlton. Contested shot. Asher thought he had the block clean up top, but a foul call will put Carlton at the line.
Yeah, good push up by Theobald. And I thought Asher had a clean block, but he must have got part of the hand or the arm, and both big men with a foul here early.
Trevon Carlton to the free throw line, shooting 69%, makes the first. He'll need to get the free throw percentage up to stay ahead of the field goal percentage. That's at 68. He makes the first. Second shot, good as well. Morristown, two free throws to build the lead to 7-4, just over 2 minutes in. Williams, front court, left-handed dribble, spin back to the right hand. Ended up on the shot release with the left, but a foul on the floor.
Yeah, foul on Logan Theobald. Good spin move by Williams, and Theobald just locked him up with the arm. And if he didn't, I think Williams would have had an easy layup.
First on Theobald, second on the team. Kuhn off a catch and shoot off the inbounds. Good from 17. Zach Kuhn has both Shelbyville field goals, a 7-6 Morristown lead. Krim defended by Davis. Backs it away on the dribble, sets everything up in the half court. Bouncing for Theobald, tough catch around the ankles, but he pulls it off the floor. Now for Laster, driving to the rim. Tough right-handed layup, no. Got the body under the rim, falls down. A little slow to get up. Williams up court for Kuhn. Ball fake one way, drive to the rim. Kuhn good on the layup. Kuhn has seven of his team's eight. 8-7 Golden Bear lead. Krim front court, Davis with a knock away. And then some body into Krim. Personal foul, Garrett Davis.
Well, Morristown defensively has to do a better job. Kuhn right now, too easy, not defended very tough at all, and just coming too easy to find his shots.
Krim picking up the dribble, needs some help, finds it with Laster. Nearing the five-minute mark, Shelbyville by a point. Krim getting bodied up by Davis, and the back door to Laster. Nice bounce pass, bucket good. Laster on the board, third jacket in the scorebook, 9-8 Morristown.
Jackets have been running that play for 4 or 5 years now, and they get it here.
Davis into the corner, Kramer. Kramer on the dribble into the paint, handing to Williams, and the left-handed layup good. Williams on the board for the first time, 10-9 Golden Bears. Krim crossing over, giving to Cameron Krim. Into the paint, runner there, back rim no good, rebound, Asher. He'll give to Kuhn. Long look ahead to Williams. Williams, spin move, baseline, gets under the rim, reverse layup, good for two.
Yeah, just a good individual move there. Spinning baseline around Theobald, just a good individual effort.
12-9 Shelbyville. Theobald trying to answer. He will draw contact. Got a step around Williams by the free throw line and then got him on his back as he went for the shot.
Got to love Theobald coming right back at him on the other end. Theobald's played a lot of big games for this Morristown team. He's not going to back down to anybody.
First foul, Williams. Third on the Bears. Theobald at the line makes the first. For Morristown, Cameron Krim will check out. Matty Livesey, the 6'2 junior in, replacing him. Theobald's second free throw, good as well. The fourth Yellow Jacket to score here in the first period. 12-11, the Shelbyville lead. With it on the outside, dribble is Kramer. Handing to Kuhn, dribbling against Cameron Krim, baseline, beats two defenders and scores. And Zach Kuhn is finding it easier to get to the basket tonight. He has nine. 14-11, Shelbyville. Matty Livesey on a drive, ball slapped down, off Livesey, out of bounds. The defensive play made by Kramer.
Yeah, good play by Kramer. Livesey had the step early. Kramer came from the help side to knock it away, and it went out on Livesey's right foot.
Williams into the front court, off a screen, not able to use it. Outside pass for Kramer. The give to Asher, dribbling into the paint, bangs his way down against Carlson, spins to the left hand and scores. 16-11, Shelbyville. Krim, cut off by Davis,
and
bodied up.
Davis is doing a wonderful job on Krim.
Laster stops, pulls up, hits from 15.
Kyle's used to getting around his defender on the dribble, not tonight with Davis.
16-13 Golden Bears. Kuhn, a quick shoot three. Good. Livesey late to cover. Kuhn made him pay.
Yep. You cannot be late to cover on Zach Kuhn.
19-13. Back and forth we go. Shelbyville by six. Laster into the paint against Kuhn. High off the glass, no. Rebound, Asher. Shelbyville front court, Kuhn, face ball ahead to Williams. He'll drive it to the rim, strip. Loose ball picked up by Kramer in the lane, jumper no good. Asher rebound, scores. Timeout, Morristown. 2:49 left to go in the first, and Shelbyville has so far been able to give Morristown what Delta gave the Golden Bears plenty of last night. that's physical play, and physical doesn't always mean it happens under the rim. It can happen 20 feet away.
Right, and not only physical play, but Zach Coons 5-for-6 to start this game, and Morristown may have to consider a different defense. I don't think they can play him straight up man-to-man here, or this could get ugly early.
2:49 left to go, first period. Morristown, the timeout and possession, down by 8. Laster, Theobald, Carlton, Livesey, and Krim on the floor offensively for Morristown. No changes for the Bears either. Davis picking up as Krim comes front court. Williams on Theobald. He'll drive left hand, beat two Golden Bears, and then kick it in the corner where Krim makes a three. And it's a good thing Krim had the three, because Theobald had the layup.
Yeah, Theobald passed up a layup, but a good shot for Krim in the corner. He's got two threes.
21-16, Shelbyville by 5. Kramer down at the free throw line, outside for Davis. Davis driving, rejected out of bounds by Matty Livesey.
Livesey definitely gives you some more length than what you have with Krim. Livesey off the bench with a nice block there.
And Livesey with the best beard on the floor tonight. A catch for Asher just off the block. Double team, Krim the slap away. And the ball out of bounds. Last touch by Asher, I thought. Referee pointed the wrong way.
Yep.
It'll be Shelbyville ball. Davis will inbound. Baseline near the corner. Throws it up front. Asher on the catch, now Williams. Coon back to the basket, steps out, fall away from 18, no. Rebound at the free throw line by Carlton. Gives to Theobald, who had it knocked away, fell down, recovered by Morristown. Jackets down 5, 2-minute mark, first period. Last year it was 23-17, Shelbyville after one, and we're on a quicker pace tonight. Theobald around a screen for Carlton, above the arc. Shovels it out for Livesey. Now Theobald on the right side. He'll drive on Williams into the paint. Head fake, can't find a shot. Livesey with a catch on the perimeter. Clock down to 1:35 left to go, first period. Laster elevates from 14. Tough shot, no. Williams the rebound. He will push. Williams lost the ball at midcourt, got it back, ran it down, and went all the way for two. Morristown quickly ahead to Laster, driving left side. Coon able to fend him off into a tough shot falling out of bounds. And a contested rebound foul will stop play.
Yeah, Theobald on the offensive rebound. Tried to go back up with the shot, but took heavy contact on the arm. He'll have two.
DJ Kramer on the personal, his first, team's fourth. Theobald 2-for-2 at the line, misses the first on this trip.
Right now, Laster's having a hard time against a much bigger Zach Coon. Laster going to have to find some way to use his speed, but Coon can pretty much stay with him against any type of offensive move. So Laster might have a hard time tonight with Coon and his length.
Laster will sit for the first time. Cameron Krim back on the floor, now defending on Coon, who steps out, wanted to throw down to Asher. Asher was looking for a possible rebound and a run out the other way for Morristown. Long pass saved by Livesey. It ends up in Theobald's hands, and he hits on the jumper from 17.
Good job by Livesey to just save the ball from going out of bounds. Saving it to Cam Krim.
DJ Kramer, a catch and shoot three, around and out. Rebound Theobald. Kyle Krim, long look ahead, intended for Carlton. Knocked out of bounds by Asher. Laster, after a very quick breather, back on the floor with 44 seconds, replacing Kyle Krim. Check that. Going to be Cameron Krim coming out. Inbounding Laster. Coming to the rim, a catch. Tough fall away. Krim, no good. Rebound Coon. Down the left sideline, Williams. He'll center it under the free throw line. Kick outside for Kramer. Kramer will drive under the free throw line. Lefty layup, no good. And the rebound followed by Asher. And that is a follow that Morristown can't afford to let happen. 25-19, Shelbyville. 20 seconds.
Already 5 rebounds for Asher, 2 on the offensive end.
Theobald at center circle. Laster to the ball, defended by Coon. Clock at 10. 9. Ball screen comes from Livesey. Stepping out and hedging on it is Kramer. Laster will drive on Kramer. Head fake, got some space, and hit just inside the arc as the buzzer sounds. We are at the end of one on the BP Dock Shop scoreboard. Shelbyville 25, Morristown 21 on Giant FM Sports.
Heritage House of Shelbyville, your leading rehab to home, long-term care and memory care community, will always be full of the friendly, caring faces that come guaranteed with our signature family-owned and operated reputation. Now our warm and inviting atmosphere comes with a brand new remodeled makeover. Heritage House is excited to announce we have doubled the size of our brand new memory care wing. Haven Court, come visit us at 2309 South Miller Street or call 317-398-9781 to tour our beautiful new memory care wing, Haven Court.
Now's the time to shop Acura Automotive during their huge tax sale. Acura has a large selection of cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans. If you've been looking for a quality, pre-owned, certified vehicle, now's the time. The savings have never been bigger. Visit Acura Automotive, East State Road 44, Shelbyville, to see why your family, friends, and neighbors continue to shop Acura.
Only the best will do. Only the best for you. Acra Automotive Group.
Local radio is high school basketball. Basketball on Giant FM.
Johnny McCurry, Jason Parker. 25-21, Shelbyville, 4-point lead and the basketball as we open up the second period from Garrett Jim. Man-to-man Morristown. Shelbyville with Kramer on a touch. Now Kuhn above the arc. Hand off for Kramer. He'll dribble into the paint. Kick it outside to number three, sophomore Mitch Yend off the bench with a catch and shoot three. 28-21, Golden Bears. Laster on the perimeter will drive. Beat Kuhn down to the baseline. Shovel it opposite corner. Outside for Theobald. Long jump shot. It's a three. Logan Theobald.
Theobald two for two.
8 points already for Theobald at his season average. Kuhn getting a screen, splitting defenders into the paint, left it short. Williams flies in, tips and grabs the rebound on the reverse. Going to be called for traveling.
In that first quarter, Morristown 7 of 15 from the field, Shelbyville 11 of 18.
Morristown will go small as Kyle Krim checks in and Trevon Carlton gets his first breather. That really puts Matty Livesey as the biggest player out there right now for the Jackets. And Shelbyville showing a zone 3-2 for the first time. Krim into the post. Livesey, catch, layup. Didn't get it to go. Cameron Krim the rebound. Outside for Livesey. Cross-court pass stolen by Yen. Off into the hands of Williams. Williams into Kuhn, the trailer, no good. Half up Asher, no. Defensive rebound, Theobald. Long look ahead to Livesey. And bottled up, Williams got a poke away. It'll be off the hand of Williams, out of bounds. For Morristown, Sawyer Jones in, replacing Livesey. Jones, the 5'11 sophomore. For the Golden Bears, T.J. Sherwood, 6'2 sophomore in, and he goes to the point of the 3-2 zone, replacing Kramer. In the corner, clean look, Laster for three. Everything but down through the net, tapped out of bounds. It'll be Shelbyville ball. For the Bears, Asher out. Garrett Davis returns. 28-24. Shelbyville the lead in the ball, and Carlton is right back at the scorer's bench. With it is Williams dribbling out front. Kuhn to the ball, right sideline. Head fake. Got Laster airborne. Went looking for the foul, and he found it on the shot release. Now with that lead foot coming forward, are they giving it on the floor or on the shot?
They're giving him two. The shot would have counted.
Two-pointer attempt and two free throws coming for Kuhn. First foul, Laster. Free throw good. Carlton back in. Cameron Krim checks out. And if you're Laster, it's easier said than done, but really you had defensed it perfectly if you could just stay on your feet. Kuhn both free throws. 30-24, the Shelbyville advantage. That was also team foul number three on Morristown. 3-2 zone, Shelbyville. Krim holding high on the left. Cross court for Theobald. Back to Krim. In the corner, Sawyer Jones. Outside with it, Theobald. In the corner, Carlton from perimeter. No good. Laster offensive rebound. Got Kuhn in the air. Drew contact. Laster to the line.
Yeah, that time Laster uses a shot fake to draw two Bears into the air and then goes into him. He'll have two shots coming. Good patience by Logan.
I gave it to Kuhn. They're going to give it to Sherwood instead. His first, team's fifth.
No offense to T.J. Sherwood, but I think Coach Mack is happy about that.
I do, too. Blaster's free throw good. 50% from the field this year, 67% at the line, just under 22 points per game, and the second free throw will not go. He has seven here in the quarter plus, 30-25, the Golden Bear lead. Kuhn on the right wing with Williams. Williams will come up top for Davis. Kuhn trying to post against Laster, gives it back to Yend in the corner. His three no good. Theobald tipped the rebound and controlled it. Theobald front court. Laster over to Sawyer Jones. Laster on the perimeter. Ball knocked away by Sherwood. Hit Laster into the backcourt, and Theobald with a tackle undercut Sherwood in the backcourt. He'll be called for the foul. And a foul that has Scott McClellan with a decision to make, and I think he made it pretty quickly. With two fouls, Logan Theobald will come out.
Logan has been the only guy rebounding the basketball. Morristown will have to find somebody to do it while he's on the bench.
Williams, a crossover dribble, and he got the step on the defender on the dribble, but then lost control of it. The official initially pointed Morristown, and then there was some debate for some reason, but it will be jacket ball.
It almost got ugly in here.
It got loud for a moment. Big crowd here tonight at Garrett Gym. Livesey around the horn it goes in the corner. Laster against the zone. Another dangerous pass out front, nearly picked by Sherwood. Here's Laster underneath Carlton. The zone overcommitted, and Carlton was wide open.
Yeah, good patience that time by Morristown. Laster coming to the high post and found Carlton on the block for the lay-in.
Shelbyville's lead down to three. Garrett Davis head fake high on the perimeter, dribbles down to the free throw line, leaves it outside for Williams. On the perimeter, Sherwood handing to Kuhn. Dribble drive baseline, tripped up and fouled by Sawyer Jones.
Jones in pretty good position, but Kuhn just pressing the issue, catching Jones about a half step off.
Yend and Sherwood will sit. Asher, Kramer off the SHS bench.
You get what you really are expecting from Yend off the bench, a quick three, and production from the bench, something Coach Mack is not used to every night.
Skip pass over the defense, Williams to Davis. Good on a three, Garrett Davis. His first points of the night. Shelbyville back up by six, 33-27, nearing the midway point of the second period. Laster high, perimeter left. Livesey out near the timeline. Laster again in the corner. Krim into the post. Carlton double team. Ball knocked away. Asher able to shovel it ahead to Williams. And here comes the fast break. Williams blew the layup. Rebound Sawyer Jones. And he is fouled in the backcourt.
Yeah, that was about the prettiest blown layup you've ever seen, though. Williams showing his athleticism here tonight.
Substitution. Yend is quickly right back off the bench, replacing Davis, who just picked up foul number two. Team foul six, no free throws involved. Krim on the walk into the front court. Krim looking for Livesey on the right side. Back to Krim up top, left side Laster, dribble drive baseline into the body of Kuhn, converts.
That's one thing Logan Laster does better than any small guard we've seen in a long time, scoring at the rim through contact.
He has nine, 33-29, Golden Bear lead, 3:19 left in the first half. Williams, outside Kramer for three, got it.
Shelbyville,
Kramer on the board.
Shelbyville is getting three-pointers from a variety of players, Yen, Davis, and Kramer. All with one tonight, and that's a big lift.
Lead extended to seven. 3 minute mark, second period. Krim for Livesey. In the corner, Jones. With it is Krim. Tried to go diagonal for Carlton, didn't have the angle. Now a three from Krim. In and out, rebound Kuhn. Kuhn had it knocked away briefly, got it back, lobs it down court for Asher. Catch under the rim. Good patience as he went right to left and converted. Asher's fourth field goal, he has nine. Shelbyville's lead at nine, 38-29. Livesey driving, handoff across the lane, Carlton on the finish.
Carlton always has a way of just getting that ball to roll in. He's left side, right side, it doesn't seem to matter.
38-31, Shelbyville. Kuhn and Laster isolated out front. Now a screen from Asher. Around it. Kick outside. Williams for three. Rimmed out long. Asher got a hand on the rebound, but Sawyer Jones got the loose ball. Ahead to Laster. Front court Livesey. Head fake. No shot available. Outside for Laster. And now Shelbyville back into the zone. Minute 55 left to go, first half. Morristown trailing by seven. Into the post area, Laster. Tried to draw a foul from Asher. Got the no call. Ball never hit the rim. In the front court, it's Williams. Stop and go. Beach Krim. Bucket good. He has the quickest stop and go you'll find, Josh Williams. 40-31 Shelbyville. Livesey a catch and shoot in the corner. Air ball on the three. Rebound Kuhn. Shelbyville front court with Yin. Back to Kramer. He'll put it on the floor. Put it up from 18. DJ Kramer hits. He has five in the period. 42-31 Shelbyville's biggest lead at 11. Livesey and Krim out front. Morristown, if this zone stays intact, may be happy to hold this down and run clock to the end of the half. Krim in the paint finds Laster open. Down low, Sawyer Jones, and he missed the bunny. Rebound Kuhn. Kuhn will push it forward at midcourt, hand to Williams. Williams to the front of the rim. He has 10. Shelbyville's lead now at 13, 44-31. Laster, a transition three, no good. Rebound again. He'll hand to Kuhn. Kuhn across the timeline with 35. Kramer baseline dribble. Tough shot over two defenders. Missed the mid-range. Rebound Krim. He'll push front court. Looking underneath, but I think Carlton looked away. Krim realized it. Tried to pull the pass back. Could not. Turned it over. And in transition, it's Kuhn finding Asher for a lay-in. 46-31. Shelbyville has opened it up to 15. Final shot time for Morristown. Krim at three. Back rim, no. Rebound, Kuhn, and from three-quarter court, got it off, and it hit the rim as time expired. Halftime from Garrett on the BP Dock Shop scoreboard. Shelbyville, 46. Morristown, 31. Acra Automotive, halftime next on Giant FM Sports.